SHF 567, good morning and monitoring. WRWB 49, over standby. Good morning, Mike. WSHF 567. Hey, good morning, Sam. What's going on?
I got a couple of roof balls. Then I went on cutting the damn grass. Had a full day.
Right, different with them new tires?
I noticed it, but you know what? We needed to get done.
No, that's a good thing. Yep, I got to cut my grass again this week. Getting a little longer in the back now.
Yeah, literally, it was a full day. I was going until 8 o'clock at night, so it's a full day, Sam, and I appreciate you taking care of my impatient needs.
Oh, you weren't impatient. It's all good. I usually do tires in front of people. It's no big deal. And I do tires.
You definitely got it down pat. I will not lie to you there. You got all the things for it, and you know what you're doing. You know the trick of getting a huge amount of air into the tire to get them to seat. So, obviously, you got it down pat.
Let me guess. Starting fluid and the torch trick to get it to seat.
No, man. He just knows to put a... He knows all the tricks to get the huge quantity of air in there to force those tires into their beads. He's got it down. You're the best.
Actually, Mike, I've never used starting fluid, gasoline, or anything to pop a bead on a tire. I think it's dangerous and I just won't do it.
You're the best.
Yeah, copy. Well, no, a lot of people like to use that trick. You know, because when it goes poof, you know, it shoves that bead right on. I have a cheetah tank, and I use straps for the, hard tires. I'll strap them at the top and strap them at the bottom to make the bead go up, and then I'll use a bead blaster, you know, one of things, and it does the job.
You're the best.
Yeah, ratchet strap and the bead blaster, yeah. I've done the ratchet strap method, you know, wrap it around the whole tire and, you know, ratchet it until it, you know, it gets that bead on there. Some of these tires these guys are bringing me are flat because they got them from online. So the tires are like completely flat and they don't even come anywhere near close to the bead.
Those tires I got look pretty fresh.
Oh, your tires were nice, and they were in great shape. They weren't flat and smushed.
Yeah, but you've seen how those other ones are all dry-rotted, right? I mean, hard rubber. They're 13 or 14 years old.
Come on now, you might have got a couple more years out of them.
Oh, I don't doubt I probably could have got another year or two, but they needed to get done. They would definitely do. You know, the rubber was hard. It's no good. Sooner or later, they're going to split right open.
Yeah, it was time. Oh, I see we got a little tropo action going on this morning.
I didn't hear anything. What do you hear? The other repeater in the background?
Yeah, the repeater from Ohio. I forgot which part of Ohio, but it's got to be the northeast part of Ohio somewhere. Yeah, it was coming in.
You seen your radio right there, Sam. I sent you a picture of it, so I promise you when I might not be able to get the program in until this weekend, but I promise I will get it done for you, but you can see it's brand new.
Not a bad looking radio. Can't wait to use it. What is it, an HK?
Yeah.
I have to get a battery for this one. I'm talking on the battery for some reason, and it drains quick. And it charges way too fast, the full charge.
Oh, we doubled. They said at least when I hand out a pre-programmed HT, at least to a guy that's got a license.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you doubled with Sam. Sam, go ahead.
Person I am.
Yeah, you were a little noisy that time.
Yes, Savior, as I said, if I didn't have a license, I wouldn't even want the radio, because that's the type of person I am. But I have a license, and I had a license when I got my radio, so I'm all good.
If you don't have a license, it's okay to have one, as long as you sit there with it, shut up, and listen. Out there jamming and making noises, being stupid. That's where it went wrong, but they were handed out with that in mind.
Oh, no, Paul, I get that. I get that totally. And I'm just telling you, if I didn't have a license, I wouldn't even be here.
I truly believe that. All right, WSHM 738, I'll be right back.
All righty. Yeah, before we doubled, Sam, I was saying to Paul that this battery on this HT, I think, is about cooked. It charges way too fast, and it drains way too fast. So I'm going to have to go buy a new one. I just ordered another one online. It sounds like you need a new battery. Well, it's a definite. I need a new battery. Yeah, for some reason, man, it don't like to, I don't know, it drains quick and it charges, way too fast. So, yeah, it's got to be replaced at the time. You know, by then, who knows, it may have got a power supply here that'll run, you know, any kind of radio you put on it. Might just order up another radio.
So I got on the phone for a bit, but it's time to take my shower and get the morning moving. I'll catch you guys in a bit. WSHM 738. It's the dumb stuff, right on time.
Never fails, WRWB 49. We'll catch you in the mobile. Didn't expect anything different now, did you?
No, not at all. These people are bored, got no life, and this is when this is the thing they do to show everybody who they actually are. All right, WSHM 738. WSHM 738. All right, WSHM 738. Like everybody's sleeping.
I'm still here, WFHM 567, surfing the web.
Alright. That'll work. Mike disappeared, I guess.
Nope, I'm still in here. I'm just monitoring, that's all. My two confirmation receipts from Amazon are missing out of my mailbox. They were there yesterday. Now they're gone. Can't find them.
How about it, Charlie? You in there? Heavy traffic and in the curves, WSBT 754. Alright, good morning.
Morning, Shirley.
Morning, Sam, Paul, Mike.
Yep, good morning, good morning.
See, the price of gas went back up. Are they bombing more oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz?
Right now it's a ceasefire, so they're not doing nothing. Both sides are, coming to, some type of a resolution agreement of some sort, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. I paid $3.50 a gallon yesterday. $3.50 a gallon? Yeah, my normal spot up there.
I might burn 50 gallons back and forth to go up there and put 22 gallons in for that price.
Yeah, my BP up there has some kind of reward system or some point thing. I don't know. And sometimes I get 15 cents off a gallon, sometimes only 5, but I do get a little break.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Yeah, BP, right?
Yeah, well, they're part of the Sunrise convenience store system, but it is BP gas.
Yeah, they're the ones, if you buy 100 gallons of gas, they give you a free Carnival cruise line through the Straits of Hormuz.
I stop at 99. I didn't look at it on my way out this morning. No, I don't know if they went up or not. I was running a few minutes late.
It seems to go down, back up again. I don't know. Just kind of visually tracking it a little bit.
Yeah, it goes up in 10-cent intervals, down by 1 cent.
We're back to Biden pricing.
No, this is all Trump's doing.
Yeah, this one is. You're right. It's getting so bad, Charlie, I went out and cut my grass with the shears. I can't afford the gas to run a lawnmower.
Pretty sad when you really think about it, huh?
Well, if you want to, cut grass without having to use gas, just go buy one of those reel-type mowers from Tractor Supply.
What kind are those? The push mower ones for bent grass?
So back in the day, the reel-type mower had the reel in the front, and had the handle on it, and the wheels.
there was manual powered if you didn't, you know, want to spend money on gas.
Yeah, those are actually for bent grass. I know the type. We had bent grass in the 70s over in St. Clair Shore. It's a real unique grass. I mean, you don't find that grass on people's lawns, you know, typically. But we had it back then. Yeah, it's a bent grass. It's the same thing the greens are made of on the golf courses around here, bent grass. You don't power mower those. You could with a real type, a rotary thing, but not with a regular, you know, lawnmower. You don't cut bent grass with a regular lawnmower.
It is cheaper to get a roll of fencing and a goat.
Yeah, at least the goat works.
I had 7 acres in Kentucky, and we had a goat, man, and we had an electric fence, and no matter what, that goat would get out and run the neighborhood. Finally, someone got it and ate it or whatever and made it its own pet because it never came back home.
Probably got sick of the manual labor child laws.
Goats are no fun to own.
Tiger Woods is a goat, the greatest of all times.
At wrecking cars.
He seems to be pretty good at that the last few years, that's for sure.
I thought the goat was Scotty Scheffler.
He's up there. So, yeah, I mean, you can always stand on top of a little bit of stuff. I mean, he's still great, but he's not winning as he did the previous years.
No, okay, well, I know he's pretty up there. You know, he's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, he fell one short on this last golf tournament. One short. Think it's going to be another beautiful day out there today.
Yeah, it will be at 3:30.
Yeah, it was beautiful yesterday, Charlie. I stayed busy all day till about 8 o'clock at night. Running the dandelion puller, cutting the grass, running the shovel with an axe. I can go on and on and on.
I can tell you my recliner didn't get anywhere, man. I held that sucker down tight.
Maybe you need to put new tires on that recliner.
Oh no, it's working just fine.
Went to see Sam and he put my new zero turn rear tires on the rims for me. And that was good to go.
Don't forget about the new valve stems.
Oh yes, the new Schrader valves.
Yeah, those Schrader valves, you know, they leak. You gotta replace them.
My thing's 13, 14 years old, so, you know, having new rubbery Schrader valves is not a bad idea.
Yeah, I believe I'll be changing my blade on my mower tomorrow. I got one of Sam's favorite, look like knuckles.
Yeah, what kind of lawnmower you got?
Plain old, toy built, self-propelled, rear bag here, it's red, black bag, uses gas.
What, you don't have an electric lawnmower? Heck no.
kind of self-propelled. I failed to tell my wife that one day. She decided she was going to cut the grass. She wore herself out. She didn't realize if you pull that little lever, the thing will drive itself. Funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
You let her keep pushing, didn't you?
You bet I did. And then I said, watch, honey, you just pull this little lever, man. And I was kind of dancing behind it, you know, just boop-bee-bopping across the yard. She was too tired to laugh.
That's funny.
He didn't think so.
I got a mower that's two-stroke. It's not a lawn boy, but it's called a Mastercraft.
Sometimes I swear my wife has special needs.
21-incher GCV160 engine. They made the best lawnmowers.
GCV, that's a Honda, correct?
Yep. GCV160, Sam.
That's a Honda.
Propelled.
You know, guys, I do not own a lawnmower. In the 16 years that I've been here, I have not owned a lawnmower at all. I use custom mowers to cut my grass.
Yeah, distinct advantage of what you do.
I don't own a snowblower either. I use my customers. You know what I own? I own a weed whacker and a handheld blower. That's it.
I'll make a note to myself. I'll get something fixed by Sam. I'll have him do it at my house.
I do chainsaws, weed whackers, backpack blowers, regular blowers, you know, anything with the gas engine. Except for Harley-Davidson's and marine engines. I don't touch them.
Your tires.
I do tires, yes. I have a tire machine. Some tires fit on the machine, some have to be done on the ground, like yours. No big deal. I got it done. It didn't take me long, did it?
Nope, you were methodical. Alright, it's time. Have a long weekend. You guys have a great afternoon. WSBT 754.
See ya, Chip. Good one.
Thank you, Charlie.
Alright, Charlie, we'll catch you later.
Look at this gas station, 409 Gougen.
Speedway by my house. The gas there is only three a gallon. Right now, it's cheap.
Yeah, they want 420 credit. Gougers.
What are they out there, tree? Jeagle Pito. Yeah, I go to that. Yeah, because Speedway, if you got their card, it's like 11 cents off a gallon, you know, every time you fill up. So it's like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It sounds like the HT crew is wasting more time draining their battery than anything else.
Ineffective, Mike. They're ineffective.
That just describes their whole life.
That old basket full of losers.
It's funny when you... make mention of...
only colostomy bags.
They can hear and they...
Bunch of losers.
That's right. Anyway, I take it you're almost to your run.
Yep, I am Mike, in fact, so I'm just... All day. Hey, see Mike.
We'll let the, yes, whatever he wants to call it, fun in his eyes.
Check your input on that one. That one's kind of strong, Mike. That one's just west of you, I believe.
No, okay. WR.
You don't say. The band is up. WSHM 738.
Yeah, it was up earlier this morning. I heard that repeater from Ohio.
I gotta make my stop and get some donuts. I'll see you, Mike. WSHM 738.
We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
OUSDI 432.
Go ahead. You got WRWB 49 here.
Yes, 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 567 clear.
432, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I'm up here in Burton, WSDI 432. Making your repeater pretty good today.
Did you say Burt or Burton? Because I know where they both are at.
No, I'm up here in Burton, just outside of Flint. I believe we talked before about the that resort up here in Davison.
Yes, we did. You mean the ghetto resort? Because, man, the last time I went there, which was last year for a wedding, I stayed there because the wedding was, like, you know, not too far from there. In Lapeer, and I'm like, man, this place is a joke, and here I got a membership to this place. Oh, man. Yeah, that one there, it's like they're letting it go or something. I don't know, man. But you go to that one there, and the one in Mount Pleasant, it's like all nice, new, and pristine by the casino, and the Rifle River Resort, that one's all nice and pristine, but that their original one there in Burton is just, it's a joke. I don't know if you've ever been there, but.
Yeah, we did a drive-through in there a few years back, and it is kind of a dump there. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, what the heck, man? And they don't even have the units used to have, you know, DirecTV, and some of them had, yeah, it was all DirecTV, and now they don't have nothing. It's like, okay, I'm paying, you know, how much, and there's no DirecTV. Now, it is what it is, I guess. Well, their answer is now they got these, you know, HD antennas that just tack up on the wall. It's like, man, nothing pulls in that good with these things. Some dipole job.
Yeah, I haven't been in that place except for that time. They wanted to try to sell us a package deal there, and we weren't going for it. We drove through there to see what it was like, but other than that, it was kind of dumpy. I know what you're saying there. But on the side, how is this? I'm up here just outside of Flint. How am I hitting your Macomb repeater? I heard you guys talking there. How does that work so far away?
Tropospheric ducting. So the temperature and the ground effect, you know, ground wave effect is, you know, it's working in your favor. Because right now you're like 5'9" into the repeater here. No trouble at all. I got you, you know, full scale.
Yeah, since the Flint repeater's been down, I've been using the Mayville repeater, the 550, and some days it's hit and miss, and some days I have really good audio, but everybody can hear me, but I have no receive on that Mayville most of the time. I don't know what's going on.
Must just be, you know, tropospheric ducting, you know, the way the tropo works. Because there's times where I could hit the Macomb repeater from my job really well, and then there's times where it's like scratchy and I'm like in and out, bacon frying. So it just depends, I guess.
Yeah, I'll have to Google that a little later and read up about that. See what all that talks about there and how that works. But yeah, I heard you out there. I just thought I'd say hello and see if I could make it that far. And sounds like I can. So yeah, well, you have yourself a good day, and we'll talk again maybe. WSGI 432. I'll be clear after you.
Yeah, it's good hearing from you. You know, they get these imbeciles out here and, you know, chunk the repeater and jam it all the time. It'd probably still be linked, but unfortunately, because of certain circumstances with some people down here on the Macomb repeater, they're not linked anymore. So then I did hear about your guys' repeater up there in Flint being down. It's been down for what, like 3 months or so?
No, it's been down since probably September, I want to say. It's been quite a while. Probably the end of last summer, maybe. I don't know. It's been some time. WSGI 432. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I posted on a Facebook post, and they said that there's a park back ordered on it. But I look on my GMRS, and it says that it's private. So I don't know what's going on.
WROD 332.
Go ahead. You got WRWB 49.
Yeah, I just want to say good morning, fellas. I'm down here in Toledo, Ohio, and just letting you know you guys are sounding good down here in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, I you know, the first thing that tipped me off was that repeater down there by you guys. That's got the kid voice that comes on to identify the repeater. And then I knew right away, well, we got some tropo action going on this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. WSBC 462, or mobile, I'm wondering. Hope everyone's having a good morning. Wishing you all a good day today.
Yeah, good morning. Where are you transmitting from?
I'm running off the Macomb repeater.
Okay. You in the area or are you out of the area? Because right now we got a lot of tropospheric ducting going on, so it's kind of hard to distinguish where everyone's at.
Yeah, I'm in the area. I run out of Warren here, but as I said, I'm mobile right now. I'm on my way to Pontiac right now. Or actually out to Waterford, I should say.
Yep, we hear you. Alrighty. Yeah, there's a lot of tropospheric ducting going on at the moment, so it's, and these people coming in to our system here, it's like they're right next door, like they're 5'9", full scale.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little more active on here now. I haven't been on in a bit. I was dealing with a lot of medical issues over the last probably 8 months, so I haven't really been on much in probably about 8 or 9 months. Just kind of clicked it on just to listen to anything that might be going on, but I haven't been really active a lot because of what I've had going on.
Yep, copy that. Well, you're not missing much out here. It's the same old song and dance, you know, in the mornings. The QRMers, they get up, you know, they try to jam the repeater and prevent people from talking, so it is what it is. And of course, you probably know that they're not linked anymore because of it.
WROD 332 out of Toledo.
Yeah, I was unaware that the repeaters weren't linked. Is that just due to the flooding up there right now, or something else happened there where they unaligned them?
No, it's called, you have ka-chunkers, you know, you got jammers that are out here jamming their system, and the guys up there didn't want to have nothing to do with the crap that goes on down here, so they unlinked them.
That's a crock of garbage, man. Always gonna have some clown out there that's gotta ruin a good thing, you know.
I think some are non-licensed, and you have some that are licensed here and licensed, you know, as an amateur radio operator. Go figure. And they come here just to jam it, all because they can't stand one guy. You know, well then just turn it off. You know, that's all you can do.
WROD 332 out of Toledo.
Yeah, we got you loud and clear up here in Sterling Heights there, Toledo.
Yep, I just want to let you guys know you guys are sounding nice and clean down here in Toledo. All you guys are sounding good.
Yeah, you sound pretty good here. I'm sure when the sun comes up and the weather, the temperature changes here, we're probably going to lose you, but, you know, we just keep talking until we lose you, I guess.
Did I hear correctly that Detroit repeater and Clemens are not connected anymore? Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah, that is correct due to the unwanted QRM that happens here in the mornings. And we got a group of guys that, you know, that we all, you know, we can get out here, we talk. And then you got, you know, people that want to interject.
Hey, Roger, on that. I was wondering what happened. I'm not really hearing nobody from Detroit anymore down here. I usually hear them, but I haven't been hearing them. But I do hear, like I said, through the Clemens repeater, I hear everybody.
Yeah, like I said, I'm out of the loop on all that stuff there since I've had a lot of medical stuff going on over, actually probably almost the last year, since like last June, I've been dealing with a bunch of different stuff, so I've kind of been out of the loop on a lot of what's going on.
Oh, my radio died here. I had to plug it in. It's battery. So I probably got cut off mid-sentence.
I hate it when that happens.
Well, I'll let you guys get back to conversation. I just want to say hello and let you guys know you're sounding good down here in Toledo. This is WROD 332. I'll be on the side.
All right there, Toledo. Have yourself a good day. Be safe out there, whatever you're doing in your travels.
What was it? One day I was talking to somebody in upstate New York in the morning. Morning time. It was around this time. Then there was that one guy that used to come in a lot from Mount Pleasant. He'd come in about 7 o'clock-ish, 6:30-ish. Talk to him for about a half hour before he'd fizzle out.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about these repeater systems there. As long as that signal can bounce from one to the other, you can really reach a good distance with these GMRS setups. And kind of reminds me of the old CB radio days back in the day when I used to have a 350-watt linear in my pickup truck there, and I used to talk to Nova Scotia from my driveway at nighttime talking Skip.
Yep. Man, I got a... Yeah, I know what you mean. Yep, I hear you there. But, it is pretty neat, you know, when tropospheric ducting, occurs. And it's usually when the temperature, changes from like that warm to cold, and then it goes, that's what usually happens.
Yeah, for sure. The atmospheric conditions definitely do play a big role in how these radio signals fluctuate and move.
WSHP 336, mobile monitoring.
Good morning there, 336. You got WRWB at 49.
WSBC 462 over here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right there, gentlemen. I'm going to take a standby here. This is WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Have yourself a good day there. I'm going to put the mic down. I got to pay attention to the traffic up here. Get a little hectic. Gentlemen, you guys have a wonderful day. If you're out and about, be safe in your travels.
Have a good day, guys. WSHB 336.
WSEU 2OP, good afternoon, good morning.
Good morning, WSEV 710, wishing everybody a great day. We are clear and listening.
WIAB, plate 8, radio check.
WSIK 829, listening.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, coming mobile and monitoring. You are WB at 49, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567. Hey, Mike, I got a question.
What's up, Sam?
So, earlier this morning, you said, Paul, let me guess, it's something, and he said, yeah. So, what did you mean by that? What does all that mean? Talking about the radio I got.
HT stands for Andy Talkie, so I'm assuming that you got one of the better upgraded models.
Got the one what Paul uses.
Just send me a picture because I'm not familiar with, I forgot which one he used. He's got a few different ones, you know, or a vast collection of HTs. So I'm not sure which one you're referring to, but I'm sure it was a good one.
Did you call it an HT? He isn't Tom.
He isn't Tango. No, HT stands for Handy Talkie. Walkie Talkie, portable. That's what I was referring to. So you must have got an upgraded radio then. One that, I guess, must be a better model than what you have now.
It looks better, so I decided to grab myself one. Doesn't hurt to have two anyways.
To order a new battery for mine. The one I use at home, the battery on it, I think it's pretty much shot. And it only gets about maybe 2 hours of talk time on it before it, you know, it goes completely dead, which it shouldn't be like that, because the one I use in my car here, I carry one with me every day, and that one works fine. There's no issues. But that one at home, yeah, I think the battery's just cooked.
You don't have a mobile in the car?
I'm talking on my mobile right now, but I always carry HT as well with me, you know, when I'm at work. I'll listen.
Oh, I see.
I'm hanging out with friends, you know, that I bring it with me just to have it. But, send me a picture of the one you got. I want to see it.
I got a picture of it I could send to you, but I don't have it yet. I'm getting it this weekend.
The name and the model number?
Yep, and a picture of it, basically, in the box.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, the one I use is the UV21, which is a tri-band radio. Not that I ever use the other bands, but I bought it because, you know, it can receive on anything. Can transmit if you program it for this.
WSIJ 839, listening.
WSHF 567. Go on there.
Hey, Mike, I'm here, WSHF 567. Paul was just on the phone with me, asked me what's going on.
Okay, all right. I thought, well, you can just send it to me, whatever, you know, so it makes no difference. But, yeah, I just thought our phones got messed up or something. Anyway, I'm just going to take a standby here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Now, I believe I just sent them to you. What the problem is, my history got wiped out, man, and everything got rearranged, and now, you know, it is what it is. I believe I just sent it to you, though.
I had one of those out cables. They're all right, you know, they're rugged. They can take a beating. I just, the screen's just small on them things. That was like my first one I ever had when they first came out with those about around, say 15 years ago. They were like the upgraded version of the UV3.
Well, it's bigger than the one I have, and, you know, I could always use another one, right? If I'm out and about, I could leave one at home for the old lady, you know, whatever.
Technically, well, yeah, she could take you back off your license and get a hold of you that way, if need be. Yeah, no, I'm not knocking these. I had one for the longest time, and then I gave it to Polly, WSBQ996, you know. He wanted a radio, and I'm like, all right, and it's fully unlocked, and you can do what you want with this type deal, so. Yeah, now yours is not strictly just GMRS, is it? It can go other places?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Paul about that. I got no clue.
I do believe that one is a dual band. Not just strictly GMRS.
I know nothing about what you're talking about.
Dual band meaning UHF and VHF, okay? So anything in VHF and anything in UHF can transmit and receive, if that's the one you get. And if you just want to program it with a data cable, through the computer and just have it strictly for GMRS, you can do that too. You know, that's what you want. Or you could have it receive on other frequencies if you want in the VHF and UHF spectrum. Or transmit, whatever, it don't matter.
And copy that.
WSIJ 839 listening. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
WSHB 336 listening. Good morning.
Don, and I keep forgetting the other gentleman's name.
Delta Oscar November.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to get out of here. Everybody have a good day. WSHF 567, Sam, I am. I'm clear. You guys have a good day. I'm back quiet.
Have a good one, Sam.
Catch you later, Sam. I'm just going to be jumping out of here for a minute, and I'll be right back. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Boy, it really seems like I can clear over here.
What was that there, Don?
I said it feels like I can really clear over here. I key up and everybody goes.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, this morning we had some tropospheric ducting going on. Well, there was people as far as Burton coming into the system and Ohio today. About around 6:30, 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I know. I had the radio on.
It was like around the...
Different radio. Got to have one on all the time. That's the way it is.
Temperature.
Try that again. I keep with you.
Usually we get that ducting around what? This time of year when the weather changes and like late summer, early fall.
Usually around there. It can happen any time, but generally around this time it happens a lot.
Yeah. I think it's like more prevalent, you know, when you get that certain temperature change, that's when it happens.
Yeah, we get it a lot on 2 meter and 440 during those times too, so yeah.
Yep, yeah, it's pretty good when that happens, you know. Different change of, you know, scenery, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. Except for when it goes into Canada. Then they kind of get really fussy about that.
Well, I say that, oh well, you know.
Not really much you can do about it, except for not tee up, you know?
Right. Yeah, there's times when you'll get people that are out of towners over there at the casino in Windsor, and they use their call sign on this band.
I've caught myself doing that quite a few times. Funniest though is when I use my TMRS call sign on DMR. People get really weird about it.
Mistakes happen, I mean, come on. Jesus, get over yourself, you know?
Especially when both radios are identical looking. Mistakes are gonna happen.
A lot of people out here that do it, you know, they say their ham call by mistake, you know. Right, Luke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I hear it all the time. To get those hams on call group 91 and 93 and accidentally give you TMRS call sign instead of your ham call sign, for some reason, they get really bent out of shape. Mistakes happen. People are human.
That's it, too.
I just had somebody stop by. I'll be listening, but I'll be back. WSIJ 839. And I'll be... listening only.
Catch you later. Almost at my work, KTH here. So, catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
QRTM 711, radio check. WRTM 711, radio check.
Hello, 671, this is Chris, this is Royal Oak. I hear you're saying this is the issue with you. I'll be back at that stage here for Chris.
Last transmission was a little staticky.
Yeah, I think you can live on the further edge of the Potomac theater, but as long as a little bit of signal goes through, I think that's alright.
Okay, I can hear you saying something, but you seem kind of quiet. Still clear, didn't get anything.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring. RVW 572 Mobile in Milford, Michigan. RVW 572 Mobile in Milford, Michigan.
WRUZ 935 Mobile.
WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
Call me, WSHF 567.
How's it going here today? Busy?
Slow down a little bit.
Okay. Another nice day, just like yesterday.
Just picked up a 100 amp Pella Mix power supply for $140, brand new in the box.
Okay. Strolling through town, figured I'd check on you. probably got some more yard work myself.
Let's go.
Fuck a couple. So good of a delay from the text messages sent out.
You guys need to find a life.
They really need to try to buy one.
They can't. Kmart Blue Light Special's gone. Too late.
Get some rain tomorrow. So any work you're gonna get.
Guess it's sore loser hour.
There's some visuals. $0 in the morning. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes, it's yes, 5, 6, 7. You guys go lay down and leave us alone.
Sad, pathetic. The group. Alright, Sam, you have... Get to some... we'll catch you later.
Yep, I'll catch you. Unwanted to go away. F-5-6.
Roger that. All right, Sam, we'll see you. WSHM-7. Get a life, loser.
WSHF 567, good afternoon, Mike. Sam. What? Stop off, I get the... Then my last stop. Copy all. Did Mike, I was walking out of the house. It was good.
WB 49 and we're on the train.
BC 754, and this is WRW 49.
WS2T754.
WSGG772 Shelby Township. Mike, you're barely making it in there right now.
Okay, how about there?
Yeah, you're loud and clear there.
Just depends on where I'm at, man. You know, it's like really sketchy up here.
You're hitting the repeater real good right now. I'm heading home from work. I got tomorrow off, 3-day weekend.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, that's good. You know, 3-day weekend. There you go. Hang out and do what you want, you know.
I have a doctor's appointment at 11 o'clock. Have to be real quick, in and out, just to follow up on my surgery on my right eye.
Okay. How's that healing up? Is it getting better or what?
Well, being that I'm a pre-diabetic, it takes a good month for it to heal, but my vision is slowly getting better in the right eye. It's clearing up.
Well, that's good. Yeah, diabetes, man, that sucks. Huh. Well, at least you're not type 2.
Yeah, copy that. After the second surgery, I'm going on a strict diet. I got to lose weight, too. I'm pushing 265. That's the heaviest I've ever been.
This is being diabetic, you know, you got to watch the pressure in your eyes, man, because, you know, the sugar's out of whack, dude. It could cause, you know, a lot of problems.
I get my pressure checked in my eyes on a regular basis, and they've been really good, thank God. And my blood pressure's been good, too. Now, the only bad thing I have is my cholesterol, the diabetes, and my thyroid.
Oh, that's good.
I got that gout thing too, I forgot what the acid's called, but I've been taking pills for that, but I never experienced the gout, and I heard how that is, and I really don't want to experience that.
Yeah, when your body produces too much uric acid from certain foods that you're not supposed to eat, and that could cause a lot of, you know, pain to flare up.
A lot of sauces. My brother-in-law has had, he don't drink beer anymore, and he cut down on the pastas. And I'm not a big pasta eater.
Yep, yeah, just watch your intake, you know, and it won't flare up. My one buddy has it, you know, all the time. He's always complaining. He's like, damn it, I ate the wrong stuff again.
Copy that. I joined a gym, and I'm going to get back to that, too, when the surgery and I recover, that's all done and said and done with.
Well, there you go. That'll help.
I joined the planet, got the premium plan, so I can go to any planet gym I want, and just two of them by my house within a mile. I could go to either one, so yeah, can't wait to get back with that and start doing some cardiovascular. That really knocks the sugar down when I start doing that.
That it will. I'm lucky, you know, I don't have to do any of that stuff, you know, but knock on wood, you never know.
Yeah, in my family, with the men, it's the cholesterol. The women in my family don't have the cholesterol issue, The women in my family are pretty healthy. They live to like 90 or 100 years old. I had one aunt that lived to 101.
It's a pretty long life there. Long time.
I had an uncle that just turned 90. My mom lived to be 90. Mike, you ever hear from Jack? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Usually up on the amateur radio band. He doesn't really come down here this much, or over here, I should say, because of the Bolstein and the animosity and the QRMing, and he just don't want to deal with it. And I don't blame him. You know, he's got a ham license, so why should he have to be subject to listening, you know, to the crap that goes on here?
I copy that. I teased him on it. I said, yeah, now you got your ham license. You're too good to talk on GMRS. He goes, oh, I do listen. Yeah, I says, okay, but I call for him, but he never responds. So, but I know like one, I think it's Saturday night, about 10 o'clock, he tries to get a hold of somebody in Ohio on the GMRS.
Okay. Yeah, we had Ohio open, we had some tropospheric ducting this morning around like 6:30, 7 o'clock. I was talking to a guy in Burton and a guy in Ohio.
Oh, copy that. That's pretty good. I'm at my destination. I'm at the home base. So we'll talk to you. Maybe catch you over the weekend. WSGG 772, Shelby Township. We're clear after you, Mike.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you later. I wonder if Charlie is out of work yet. You in there, Charlie?
I don't hear him.
What's going on?
What is going on?
Nothing much. Just on my break here and gonna enjoy this Buscemi's.
Oh, you get the pizza?
Got that meat lovers one, you know, they have the square deep dish. There's one up this way that makes it pretty good, you know, and it doesn't taste like run of the mill. I know some of the Buscemi's, they aren't so good, but this one here is pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Got a school bus jacking stuff up here. Stopping right in the right-hand lane, right on the main street. Seems suicidal to me. What time you got to go back in there?
Got a minute here. I'm in no hurry. I got a minute.
All right. Must have been working at 2:30. You missed the jamming session.
I was working. Let me guess, the same people that were doing it this morning. And then, you know, well, I don't have to explain it. You already know.
Same group of people.
Like this morning, as soon as you cleared out, geez, two of them resurfaced somewhere else that lived, you know, in the East Point Roseville area.
Jeez, go figure. I'm trying to get rid of some more stuff here. I got to make it by 4 o'clock here, so.
DC or Delta Charlie 417 on station and monitoring.
About 19 minutes.
I see that, yeah.
left for work this morning, or when you signed off, we had some tropo action coming in here for about a half hour or so. Guy from Ohio, and then he had a guy up in Burton.
I could tell the repeater was much stronger this morning in areas that it's usually not, so yeah, I could tell.
I heard that kid's voice, you know, identifying that repeater that's down there in Ohio. I'm like, well, there we go, tropospheric ducting coming in.
Yeah, it becomes more prevalent in the fall, but you get it in the spring too, yep. There you go. Apparently another nice day, just like yesterday.
70 degrees out, and nice and sunny. So, it's calm up here, man.
I got 75 right now.
That breeze coming off the lake.
Yeah, it'd be cooler if you're by the water. Yeah, I could see that. All right, well, hey, I'm almost where I got to be. I'm going to take care of business, and we'll catch you later, Mike. WRWB 489, WFHM 738.
We'll catch you later. WRWB 489, I guess we'll be clear.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257. Going to be mobile and monitoring. Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257. You out there? WSIP 284. This is WSET 257. Are you out there? How about you, WSJF 896, are you hanging out there? Another error from your station. This is WSET 257, clear monitor.
WRWI 357. Mobile and monitoring.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
WSHB 336, good. How's it going?
Going pretty good. Enjoying the beautiful weather. Just got out of work. How about you?
Yeah, same with me. Just got to work, get in the car, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do the rest of the evening.
A nice cigar and a drink sound amazing to me.
This is the time when I got to bust out that grill and get it cleaned up and go get something to grill on it.
Thanks for reminding me, I gotta do that still. I figure I'd wait until the weather gets a little more stable before I do that, though.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna get another cold snap before the summer officially starts, but it's definitely been yo-yoing the last month or so.
I want to say it's going to drop down to the 50s or the 40s, but I'm not too positive on that one. I'll probably wait another week or two before I clean it off.
We still got a month of Memorial Day, so it's going to warm, and it warm quite a bit.
All the way it's acting right now, I think it's going to be a hot summer.
Yeah, I hope not. I'm getting a little sick of the extremes. I want to live somewhere where it's 80 degrees all day long, or all year long.
No copy on that one. What did you say?
Yeah, I said I just hope it doesn't get too hot. I'm getting a little tired of the extremes. I'd rather live somewhere where it's high of 80, low of 70 all year round.
Once you find out that location, let me know, because that would be nice.
Maybe it's Hawaii, but I can only afford a shed on the beach if I moved there.
I think the shed would cost too much. I mean, I did live in Virginia Beach for about 3 years. Wasn't too bad. The pricing out there is ridiculous, and all the tolls.
Yeah, it even seems like Florida, you get they get a cold snap every now and then. In fact, I remember this, about 10 years ago, there was one day where it snowed in every state except, I think, Florida was the only one that didn't get any snow.
Florida's my goal. I'm hoping to be there within the next year or two.
Isn't the real estate just been going up and up there?
Unfortunately, yes, because all the blue states are rising their taxes, so everyone's moving down where there's no income tax. Tennessee's the same way right now.
Yeah, when I hear people that are moving, that's usually the two of the states they're going to. It's got to be attractive. I mean, if you're paying whatever, 8-10% in one state, you can go moving. That's a significant amount, especially those high earners.
I know with Tennessee, there's no state income tax, but I know they tax more on food. I don't know too much about Florida, though.
And weren't they talking about in Florida doing something about trying to eliminate property tax for, like, seniors maybe? Or maybe I'm just making that up. I can't remember.
No, you're correct on that. So if you were to buy a house and pay it off, you're supposed to get no property tax after that.
Oh, so you had to have had paid it off to qualify for that?
Yeah, that's correct. And then I heard that it went to, I think, the president's desk, and then he tried pushing for that all around, but I haven't heard much about that.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, it makes the most sense for the seniors. They, they did their work, paid their house off, but then they, they're on fixed income now, and they, have to keep paying on the house they already own. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but, yeah, that'd be a real attractive if they were able to push that all the way through.
100%. I mean, I know a couple of people that live in the retirement centers down there, or the cities, complexes, whatever you want to call them. And the amount that they have to pay for HOA fees and all these other fees, yeah, I wouldn't argue that.
You go down to Florida, is that somewhere you plan on staying, like, you're going to stay there year-round?
Yeah, that would be idea, just sick and tired of the cold and dealing with all the snow and everything.
Yeah, I hear you. It's the snow for me. It's those drives to work where it's treacherous conditions and whiteouts and a bunch of cars in the ditch or a bunch of traps because of accidents. It's just not my desire. I'd rather just take the day off of work, use a PTO day, and not have to deal with it.
Agreed. I know in the southern states, like when I was in Virginia Beach, if it snows even an inch, the whole city shuts down until it all melts.
Yeah, I can't imagine. We're interesting those states, you know, that are got a lot of hills, and you know, driving, like if it just snowed a little bit, and trying to, even if you're driving slow and careful, it seems like you just slide right down to the work. We're kind of fortunate here in this flat state that we don't have a lot of that.
We also have the equipment for it, too. So, like, down there, they don't really have the snow plows. They don't really have the salt or the sand, which I think Ohio does sand. So they're not equipped for it. And, yeah, I mean, it was a fun time.
I just think of how the dirt roads get where they don't really get salted, but they get that hard packed snow on them, and they stay slick for, you know, several weeks after snowstorms where you just kind of drive slow. But I can't imagine if that was a, you know, road that was on a, you know, a 30 degree incline, you'd have to have chain sanitizers to make it up that.
So when I was down there, the highway was kind of sloped, and everybody was just sliding down the middle of the highway because there's nobody out on the road.
Yeah, it's scary. I guess at least when they wipe out there, that no one else to hit run into.
Sorry, I apologize. I said that wrong. Not sliding, sledding down the road.
Sledding, like as in snowmobiles?
Oh, like a sled, like one of those cheap plastic sleds that you get at, like, the Walmart or something.
So, oh, they're sledding, oh, okay, maybe it sounded like maybe they were, like, a car was pulling them or something, so they're just using the roadway as their own personal sledding hill.
Yeah, everyone's at home not doing anything, so they take the kids out and they go sledding down the middle of the highway.
Yeah, it's funny. That's, sounds like, you know, me and my friends in the 90s, we lived on dirt roads, there wouldn't be a lot of people around, and we'd tie those cheap sleds up, you know, to the bumper of a friend's, you know, 4x4 and just have them pull us down the road. Sometimes we'd use four-wheelers. And, yeah, we love that.
Now, I will say, down there, you have the nice scenery and the beautiful weather, but the traffic is, ugh.
Yeah, that's my number one priority is, when I can retire in 10 years, is wherever I'm going, I don't care if cold or warm, it's going to be out kind of in the middle of nowhere. Where I can, you know, pull up my driveway and drive down the road for a few miles and not ever see another car as I go to the corner store or whatever. Because right now where I'm at, I'm sick of battling traffic every day.
100% agree with you on that one. I think I got stuck down there in traffic, went 3 miles, and it took 6 hours. No joke.
6 hours, how do you just not give up and turn around and go home? Or, like, just pull over and, you know, take a nap in your car. That's just, I hope you had, like, a book on tape or Audible or something to listen to, because, man, that's insane.
All the military bases just getting out at the same time. Unfortunately, that's pretty much it. You're stuck on a two-way highway, so there's no way to get on or off until you get up to the next exit, and who knows how far that is. Yeah, it was rough.
So that's a daily occurrence, man. That sounds like no fun. I'm very thankful right now I have my commute. It's not long, you know, 8 miles or whatever, but I don't have to drive in the expressways anymore. I was able to get so I got to eliminate that. So that makes all the difference, because if things get, I always got multiple ways I can go if things get start to get bad.
Exactly. I mean, down there, if you learn the system, you can beat it. So if you're going north in the morning, you have no traffic. If you're going south in the afternoon, you have no traffic.
Yeah, you, in your, if you're fortunate to be one of those lucky people that have that, like, opposite shift of everyone else, then it's worth it.
Now, I know this happened before I got there, but the drawbridge got stuck on the open slot, so everybody was stuck on the highway for about 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'd be pulling over the side or putting the flashes on and walking out of there. I'd go nuts sitting in my car that long.
One of the locals did tell me something that I'll never forget. What are you going to rush for? You're going to get there, you're alive, and you're safe. You're going to be all right.
You know what, that's a very good point. I'm glad you're saying that, because I'm someone that, like, if I get stuck in traffic, I start getting real antsy. It just really bugs me. But, yeah, you make a good point. And cars nowadays, you know, put the air on, put my favorite podcast on, or if you totally stop, just play a game on your phone. You know, there's a million different things you can do.
Right, I completely agree, because I used to be the same way until he told me that. I'm like, yeah, the guy's got a point. What am I in a rush for? I'm just going to go home and sit on the couch and watch TV. I can do that listening to the radio or vice versa, you know. Just totally stop. Just watch it on your phone.
Yeah, back when I had a 45, 50-minute commute, the best thing that helped me was I got, before the cell phone days. Well, smartphones were on, but I would get books on CD. Stick that in the car, and you know, it'd be like a 10-hour book, but by the time 2 weeks in the commute, I was already through a huge book, so definitely made it a lot easier.
Yeah, that definitely makes it easier. I used to listen to Skip and Shannon's podcast when they were doing their football talks. But yeah, ever since that conversation with him, it changed my mind about traffic. I don't get as angry anymore.
Yeah, it's a smart way to live. Well, anyways, man, it was good talking to you. My name's Randy here. I'm on my destination, so I got to head in. But you take care. Enjoy this beautiful evening. This is WRWR357, clear on your final.
All right, Randy, you go ahead and have a good night. My name is Nick, WSHB336, clear.
Radio test, 1-2-3, radio test.
WSCG 417.
Yeah, what's your location?
Wayne and Ford Road.
Alrighty then. Copy that. Beautiful day. Have a safe ride. To take our truck today.
Radio check, 1-2-3, radio check.
Wanted to take our truck today.
Radio check, 1-2-3, radio check.
WRTM 711.
Whiskey Sierra, Mike, 917.
That's loud and clear. Sounds like you got the right output on.
Thank you so much.
CG 417 signing out.
WROWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSIJ 839 listening.
One on the dot. WRWB 49.
Just out. Sitting outside enjoying the weather. You know, like I always do.
Yeah, it's nice out right now. It's about, what, 72 degrees? And sun is still shining. We're supposed to get some showers tonight, but very minimal.
Yeah, no big deal. I bought a new raincoat.
I am done for today. So I'm going to go home and relax.
That actually sounds like a really good idea, especially after working all day.
Like the only one I've heard so far since I've got out of work.
There were a couple people out here just a little bit ago, but they both made it to their destination.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I apologize. I was wrong. It was, a different digital receiver.
I had both of them going at the same time.
I don't know. I'm sitting here looking at the radar. And from what I see, it looks like the rain's just going to go right over top, right past us to the north.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were talking, you know, I was watching a weather map, and they were saying, oh, yeah, we might see some light rain, you know, in the evening.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I'm on Skywarn, so I've got, like, 8 different apps that I use, and every single one of them is showing it just going just north of us.
Yeah, copy that. Nice. Well, I just reached my destination here. I will, I'll catch you a little bit. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Hi, 49. We'll catch you in there shortly, I'm sure. WSIJ 839, listening.
WSJ 418, test.
WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, I'll copy, over.
This is WSIP 284, I've got a great copy on you, 257.
Roger that, good to have you back. How about you there, WSJF 896, I'll copy.
257, I have you both loud and clear, WSJF 896.
Roger, roger. Got you both crystal clear. So this is WSET 257. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Copy that. WSJF 896. Also clear monitoring.
Very good signal on you both in my receive here. Full signal. This is WSET 284. Clear monitoring.
Station 329. Station 329. WIUG 88. Copy. All right, station Hazel Park 380. You out there? WIUG 88. WSDU 202, good evening to all.